A reading from the letter of James. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith apart from works is barren? Was not our ancestor Abraham justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was brought to completion by the works. Thus the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. The word of the Lord. Faith and works. Round and round we could go. Round and round Catholics have gone with Lutherans. But I want to picture it a different way that I think is very helpful. And I think that's what James is getting to here. If you think faith is just something you do in your mind, then your mind can do a lot of things. And in one moment, I believe completely. And the next moment, boom, I doubt or it's gone. The mind moves so quickly back and forth. That what kind of faith could it be if we relied just on that? If faith was just what we did in our mind, just what we thought. Works, they take a little longer, right? Your body slows you down. And so when you work your faith, it spreads it out. It makes it more a part of you. But there's even another way that works builds on what I think, what I really believe, giving that stability and that depth to what I truly think and believe about God. And that is that what we think is built by what we do. Maybe you've seen the movie version of Fiddler on the Roof. Wonderful. If you haven't, I recommend it. And if you've seen it, watch it again. You'll love it. But Tevier, at one point, the protagonist, asks his wife, "Do you love me?" Now, this is a Russian Jew, and you just never asked. You didn't talk about love. And his wife, Goldie, she answers with this whole song, of course, because it's a musical. So, Tevier, "Goldie, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me? Do you love me?" And Golda says, "For 25 years, I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked the cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now?" But it's those 25 years of washing clothes, of cooking meals, of working together on their family that allowed their love to grow deep. That's what built their love. It wasn't just a product of it. It made their love. It grew their hearts together. And that's what our works, in line with what we think, do for our faith. When I do something because of my faith, that work that I do, that good thing that I do, could be gone tomorrow. it might all just fall apart. But when I built that thing, I built something inside of myself as well. And that will not fall apart tomorrow. That structure stands. That wasn't built on sand. When we do works of faith, we do not just things for the world, we build a faith inside ourself that withstands the vagaries of what we think or how we feel at any given moment. And that's the depth of faith, that is living faith, not dead faith. And that's what we all want, isn't it?